just right off the top of your head, about how much corn to an acre would you say is a good yield?
Beats the heck out of
me.
I
have no idea.
No way.
Okay, I'm just looking for the quantity, a unit. You talk about you're going to take to the mill a what of corn?
Bushel.
Okay. All right, you talk about one bushel, but two.
Bushels.
All right. If you have some oats, what do you say you did to them to separate the grain from the chaff?
I don't know.
Thrashed?
Thrash.
Okay. All right, some pronouns I want to ask you about. Say, if we have to do something together, you would say that and have to do this.
Wait, no what?
Okay, we have to do something okay. together. You would tell me that and have to do this.
You and I?
Sure, okay. The job's not just for one of us, it's for
both of us.
All right. And if you and another fellow are coming over to see me, you would say, without using names or anything, that and are coming over.
Let's see. Wait, no, okay. Let's get this straight.
Okay, you're not going to use names or anything. Assume that I know him.
Okay.
He's sitting over there. You would say that and are coming over to see you. You and this other fellow, you'd okay. say that.
He and I?
All right. And if you were going to identify yourself, again, without using your name, if you were knocking on the door, and I said, who's that? You would say, oh, open the door, it's just...
Just me.
Okay.
It's not correct. Yeah.
Well, it's what's natural. Yeah. What I say too. What about if you were identifying another boy, you'd say, open the door, it's just...
Him.
Yeah, and a girl, it's just...
She.
Okay.
Her.
Okay. What about several people, it's just...
Them.
All right. Or comparing how tall you are, you say, well, he's not as tall as
I.
Or if it's the other way around, you say, I'm not as tall as
him.
Okay. Or he can do it better than
I.
Okay. If a man had been running and at the end of 2 miles he just had to stop, that was it.
Uh-huh.
You'd say 2 miles was
his limit.
Okay. And some possessives. If something belongs to me, you would say that's
yours.
All right. If it belongs to us together, it's
ours.
All right. If it belongs to him, it's
his.
If it belongs to them, it's
theirs.
If it belongs to her, it's
hers.
Okay. If several people have been to see you
mm-hmm.
and they're about to leave, what might you say to them as a group, indicating that you want them to come back sometime?
To a group of people, y'all come again.
Okay. What about the possessive of that? If you want to know if they own something together, you might look out the window and say, now, is that car?
Is that their car?
Or if you're talking to them.
Oh, is that y'all's car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. You all's car.
Ever hear people say y'all's is?
That y'all just awesome ass I am.
Have you heard that?
No.
Haven't heard that.
Y'all just.
Say if I had been to hear a speaker and you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it afterwards and you wanted to know what he said, what would you ask me?
What did he say?
All right. Now if I had been to a party and you didn't get to go and you were asking me about it later and you wanted to know who was at the party, what would you ask me?
Who was there?
Okay. You ever hear people say, what all, or what all did he say, who all was there?
Yeah.
Might you say that yourself?
I might say that myself, yeah.
You want to say that word?
What all did he say, who all was there?
Okay. And a couple of other pronouns. If nobody else will do it for them, they've got to do it.
Themselves.
And if nobody else will do it for him, he's got to do it.
Himself.
Okay. This stuff that's... baked with, made out of flour and cooked in loaves, you call that?
Bread.
Different type.